After a recent outbreak of neuropathogenic equine herpes, Idaho State Veterinarian Dr. Scott Libesley had extremely good advice for horse owners all over the country.
As soon as you see a horse spike a fever, get it out of there. You need to remove the horse from the general population, isolate it, and determine if it's something to be worried about. It may just be a fever that's unrelated to a viral infection, but you can't afford to take that chance. So we're recommending to veterinarians and horse owners out there that they refrain from transporting their horse unless absolutely necessary. But if you need to, contact the event that you're looking to go to and ask what biosecurity precautions have been put in place by the event coordinator. And we recommend, like I said, temping your horse twice a day. Hopefully the facility has got a biosecurity plan in place and ready to implement should there be an outbreak. We don't want to experience another Ogden, Utah, like we had back in 2011. So I think people trying to educate them accordingly is helpful, and we need people to understand that we're in show season. Right now we're coming down to the end of a few big events are coming up, but it just isn't worth it. And so if you don't have to travel with the animals, I would stay home.
Symptoms frequently associated with EHM infection in horses include a fever greater than 101.5 degrees Fahrenheit, incoordination, hindquarter weakness, lethargy, incontinence, and diminished tail tone. This is David Sparks. Visit our website, aginfo.net.